This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue in the third book of the Psalter with Psalm 78. Tell the coming generation, they forgot his work, the bread of heaven, the quail, and provoking the Holy One of Israel. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from 2 Kings chapter 19. Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord, the God of Israel, enthroned above the cherubim, you are the God, you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. And hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to mock the living God. Truly, O Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were not gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they were destroyed. So now, O Lord our God, save us, please, from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you, O Lord our God, alone. This is the word of the Lord.
Grace, peace, and mercy be to you all from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. From the last words of the prayer of Hezekiah, but now, Lord our God, please save us from his hand, so that all the kingdoms of the world will know you alone, Lord our God. And now for the rest of the story. Earlier in the scriptures, both Israel and Judah had been terribly unfaithful to the Lord. They more than flirted with the immoral gods around them. Israel, the northern kingdom, has been seduced. And now the Assyrians possess the land. Israel had welcomed the false gods and now is paying the price for their unfaithfulness. But Hezekiah inherited the kingdom of Judah from his father, and Hezekiah was a good and faithful king, for he destroyed the false idols. And now, he's been informed by the general of the Syrian army that his major cities have been taken. In our day, think of major cities of New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and D.C., all falling to the dark side. Since the fall of mankind, this has been humanity's pattern. We come to the Lord in repentant fear and trembling. We return to our Heavenly Father, and then in no time at all, it seems like we're unfaithful again. Humanity is a serial cheater. And yet God welcomes us back home when we repent. Hezekiah is in a tough spot. He's faced with a strong army, and it sure looks like he's going to be a prisoner or dead. His back is against the wall, and he seems like he's hopeless. But he prays to God who gives us hope. Notice the prayer concludes that God will save them by showing all that he is Lord of Lords, King of Kings. He prays that, but yet is surrounded and faced with total destruction. He was mocked by his enemy that his prayers were no good. And his God was not listening or was dead. Maybe this seems familiar in our age. Let us not get puffed up with pride. We are no better. All too often, people are lost without the scriptures and either unwillingly look for direction or often offended by God's word, God's map that leads us to faithfulness and salvation. The world around you looks to distract you, seduce you from the one true God. Israel was stiff-necked and stubborn and unfaithful. And this has come along through the ages to us all. Martin Luther wrote in his large catechism in the preface, "Besides, a shameful and insidious plague of security and boredom has overtaken us. Many regard the catechism as simple, silly teaching, which they can absorb and master at one reading. After reading it once, they toss the book into the corner as if they were ashamed to read it again. Indeed, even among the nobility, there are some louts and skinflints who declare that we can do without pastors and preachers to suffer distress and hunger. This is what you can expect of crazy Germans." Judah was blessed because the king did not surrender to the evil foe, but look to the God who acts and saves. The Lutheran service book, hymn number 666, blesses us with great assurance. I love how the fact that they numbered this one. "O little flock, fear not the foe who seeks your overthrow. Dread not his rage and power. And though your courage sometime faints, his seeming triumph over God's saints lasts but a little hour. Go in peace and love. Your sins are forgiven. You are free to serve God and your neighbor, for our Lord is still on the throne and hears your prayers. In the holy name of Jesus, amen."
Thank you.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you.
For you answer me.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the Holy Spirit.
Because your steadfast love is better than life.
My lips will praise you.
For you have been my help.
And in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Unite my heart to fear your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart.
And I will glorify your name forever.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea.
Let us pray. O Lord, let your merciful ears be attentive to the prayers of your servants, and by your word and spirit, teach us how to pray that our petitions may be pleasing before you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Gracious God, your mercies are new every morning. Look upon all in our country and around the world who are suffering from the devastation of war, famine, and senseless violence, that by your abundant mercy they would have health and provision restored and know your peace, which surpasses all understanding, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, your beloved Son befriended frail humans like us to make us your own. Teach us to be like Jesus' dear friends from Bethany, that we might serve him faithfully like Martha, learn from him earnestly like Mary, and ultimately be raised by him like Lazarus. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you, my heavenly Father,
through Jesus Christ, your Son, that you have had me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul in all things. Let your holy angel be with me, and let the evil foe may have no power over me.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.